耶稣的圣名跟弟兄姐妹来问安。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, peace to everyone.
啊，愿神祝福大家在安息日当中呢，能够祝福大家，
Amen.
也带给神所应许的安息日的平安。
And may God bless everyone with the peace that He has promised.
好，我们来今天呢，我们用这个有耳可听哈，就应当听，作为大家我们一起来学习的一个目标。
And today our topic is He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
好，我们这个读经进度哈，来到马太福音，就是新约的第一本书。
So our Bible reading plan has come to the Gospel of Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament.
好，大家如果可以试试看，把这句话哈放进你的圣经的搜寻里面，我们会发现这句话总共有七处，单单前四本书就有七个地方出现。
And if you put this phrase, if you search this phrase in your Bible, you will find that this phrase comes up seven times in the book.
对，在这四本书，也就是马太、马可、路加、约翰呢，都有出现过。
So this phrase comes up in all the four gospel books.
那我们既然在现在在比较专心的在读马太福音呢，我们就从马太福音这边来看起。
And since we are reading the Gospel of Matthew right now, we will start looking at the Gospel of Matthew.
好，我们每一天呢，其实都听了很多的事情。
And every day we hear many things.
啊，各式各样的都有。
And they are of all different kinds.
好，我们也会希望别人也要听我们的。
And we also hope that other people will listen to us.
尤其我们在教小朋友，我们都希望小朋友听我们大人的。
And especially when we are teaching children, we hope that the kids will listen to the adults.
所以听呢，在我们日常生活当中呢，是一件非常重要的事情。
So listening is something that is very important in our daily lives.
啊，听呢，能够才从听到的当中呢，听到的事情当中呢，能够学习，甚至能够进步。
And from the things that we hear, we are able to learn from it, and we are able to improve.
啊，今天的主耶稣呢，也是一样，要我们能够听。
And today, similarly, Jesus wants us to listen.
从马太福音一开始，他都叫他的门徒们要听。
So from the very beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, he tells his disciples to hear.
还要听什么？
So what do we hear?
我们先看马太福音四章。
Let us first turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章的第十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
马太福音第四章第十七节。
4 verse 17.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
大家一开始读马太福音的时候，事实上在马太福音第二章，施洗约翰就已经讲了这句话，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So from chapter 2 of the Gospel of Matthew, John the Baptist has already said this phrase that heaven is near, so they must repent.
这边带出来一个很重要的讯息，要我们先听的，也就是天国近了。
So a very important message that we must hear is that the kingdom of heaven is near.
所以要应当悔改，这是下一个动作。
So we must repent, and this is the next move that we must do.
今天我们信主信到现在为止，我们是不是也接受到这样的讯息，说天国近了？
And until today, when we are believing, have we also received this message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
如果我们没有听到，
if we have not heard,
对，不知道天国近了。
And we do not know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
甚至我们说听了，但是我们不承认天国近了。
Or that we may hear, but we do not admit that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，那我们下一个动作哈，应当悔改就很难做到了。
Then our next, the next thing that we must do, which is to repent, is difficult for us to do.
好，因为天国近了是一个事实。
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand is a truth.
对，从施洗约翰一直到今天，它都是一个事实，不会改变的。
From the time of John the Baptist until today, it is a truth that will not change.
所以说，主耶稣在紧接下来一个动作，叫我们说，你们应当悔改。
So the next thing that we must do is to repent.
不管我们悔不悔改，天国都是近的。
And no matter whether or not we repent, the kingdom of heaven is still at hand.
对，我们。 天国不会，天国进的这个讯息不会因为我们不悔改就不见了，不会哈。
The message that the kingdom of heaven is close will not change because we do not repent.
好，有了这样一个信仰的一个观念在我们的信仰当中哦，这是一个非常重要的一个观念哈。
And this is a very important way of thinking that we must have in our faith.
我们现在看这个全世界这么样的，应该说这么样的混乱，就是因为呢，大家不认为天国近了。
And we can see that the world is very chaotic right now, and it's because no one thinks that the kingdom of heaven is near.
对，所以不用悔改的。
So they do not need to repent.
每天只要很快乐的过日子就好了。
They can only live every day happily.
可是今天我们信耶稣的人是不同的。
But it's different for us Christians today.
今天我们把讯息要传给外邦人，一样，第一句话也是天国近了。
When we are preaching the message to the Gentiles, the first thing we must preach is also the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为没有这样的信仰观念在我们的信仰里面，我们会没有方向。
Because without this idea in our faith, we will have no direction.
我们一旦相信天国近了，那我们的动作就是应当悔改啦。
And once we believe that the kingdom of heaven is near, then what we will do is to repent.
所以紧接下来我们看到哈，主耶稣用了很多的比喻，来说明天国近了这件事情。
So next we can see that our Lord Jesus used many parables to explain the kingdom of heaven.
讲到许多天国的讯息。
And there are many messages of heaven.
好，我们看从马太福音第一章，我们现在一路读到二十多章的时候，你会发现主耶稣用了很多说天国像什么，天国像什么的比喻。
And from Matthew chapter 1 to now we're reading Matthew chapter 20, we can see that Jesus uses a lot of parables describing the kingdom of heaven.
用 parable, 用比喻的方式呢，来告诉听的人，来告诉他的门徒们。
And to use parables to tell of the people that are listening and to his disciples.
我们看第一个，应该说第一个比喻哈。我们就从比喻来下手。我们看马太福音的第十三章。
Let's look at the first parable in Gospel Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
从一节到五十三节哈，这个一直都在讲天国，有关天国的比喻。
So from verses 1 to 53, these are talking about the parables of heaven.
但是在跳进去天国比喻之前，你看哈，我们看主耶稣呢，用了一个撒种的比喻呢，在最前面讲。
But at the very beginning, Jesus used the parable of the sower.
对 ，parable sower 哈，差不多是从第一节到二十三节。
Which is from verses 1 to 23.
那这样的一个比喻哈，在马可福音里面第四章也出现。
So this passage, this parable, also appears in Mark chapter 4.
好，在路加福音哈，路加福音第八章也出现。
And it also appears in Luke chapter 8.
所以我们会说这个四福音哈，有另外一个称法叫做对观福音了，所以他们是相对应的一个福音。
So the four gospels are actually synoptic gospels.
哦，所以换句话也就是说，他讲的方式，他用的语调。都是非常相近的。我们先简单讲什么叫做对观福音哈。
And that is the way that they're describing these things are very similar.
所以告诉我们说，事实上这四个福音书呢，是一个连贯性的。
So these four gospel books are all linked together.
没有冲突。
And they are not against each other.
好，没有时间差的问题。
And there's no difference in time.
好，那也就再次加强我们的信心喽。我们在看圣经的时候，我们一定要有这样的一个信心，这是神的话，不会因为时间改变而改变。
So we must have the faith when we are reading the Bible that the words of God will not change with time.
神的话不会因为那是旧约，所以就跟现在我们所处的时代是不同的，不会不一样哈。
And the words of God will not change because it was spoken in the Old Testament and it's different from the generation we are in right now.
对。不会因为时代不同而改变哦。
So it will not change with generation.
因此主耶稣说有耳的要听，也就是那个时候的人要听，现在的我们照常要听。
So when Jesus says he who has ears let him hear, the people at that time must hear, but we must hear also.
在马太福音呢十三章第九节就是这一段话。
And in Matthew chapter 13, verse 9.
这边就是说, 有耳可听的就应当听啊。
It says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
好, 我们刚才讲到了说, 天国近了, 这是一段讯息, 这是一个重要的一个讯息。
And we have just said that the message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand is a very important one.
那主耶稣在世界上传了许多的道理。
And Jesus preached many teachings in the world.
那这些teaching啊, 这些道理跟天国近了都有很大的关系。
And all these teachings are closely related to the kingdom of heaven being near.
他更进一步的用比喻来去说明什么叫做天国近了。
And he further explains using parables what it means that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为天国近了，对我们信主的人才有希望啊。
Because if the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then for us Christians, we will have hope.
今天我们如果没有天国近了这样的观念，我们信主事实上是没希望的。
If the kingdom of heaven is not at hand, then we will not have hope as Christians.
好，很重要的一个观念。
So it's a very important idea to have.
这是神对我们所有信主人的一个爱，让我们去充分了解，用比喻的方式充分了解呢，天国近了这个讯息。
And out of the love of God, he uses parables so that we're able to understand fully what it means that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那我们刚才讲到了说，他一开始用sower， 用这个撒种的比喻呢，来说明了好几种的状态。
So first, he explains many scenarios using the parable of the sower.
好，我们一个一个来把它拆开来稍微看一下。So
we will look at them one by one.
好，我们先看他的对象呢，他从第二十三章第二节开始，他聚集了许多的人呢，跟大家来讲这段比喻。
So in chapter 13, verse 2, it says that he gathered up great multitudes to speak this parable.
好，第四节。
And in verse 4,
他说呢，这个撒种的撒下去的时候呢，落在路旁的呢，飞鸟吃尽了。
In verse 4, it says that some he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
好，第五节，落在土浅的石头地呢，土不深，发苗最快。第六节，日头出来一晒，就没有根，就枯干了。So
verse 5, the ones that fell by the stony places, they did not have much earth, so they sprang up. Very fast, and then verse 6, the sun was up and they were scorched.
第七节有落在荆棘里的荆棘长起来，长起来之后把它挤住了。And
7, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
好，第八节又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍的。8,
but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
好，如果今天是我们也在那个。 第二节那个现场，我们也是跟群众坐在一起，我们听完这四节的感觉是什么？
So if we were also part of the great multitudes that were listening to the parable, how will we feel after we've heard these things?
哎，对，我们听得懂吗？
Will we be able to understand this?
因为呢，第九节主耶稣立刻说，有耳要听哦，要有耳的可听的就应当听哦。
Because in verse 9, Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
好，那今天也是对我们要讲了。
So this is also speaking to us today.
首先我们先看第十节。Let
us first look at verse 10.
第十节呢，门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么要用比喻呢？
And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables?
11节。11.
耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘呢，只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。 He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
好，我们看天国的比这个比喻呢，事实上讲的是天国里面的奥秘。
So we can say that the parables of the heaven is actually speaking of the mysteries of heaven.
那这个奥秘是什么？这个奥秘也就是从创世以来神的一个救赎计划一直到现在。
So the mystery is the salvation plan of God that has started from the beginning of the earth.
也就是在创世之前就已经存在的计划。
So this plan has existed since before the creation.
今天我们这样解释起来，似乎好像可以知道那是一个计划。
And when we look at this and explain it now, we can see that it was a plan.
好，但是呢，对，事实上真正的对我们来说，其实是还是一个奥秘。
But to us, it is still a mystery.
因为我们不是神。
Because we are not God.
我们不晓得神真正的整个大计划、救赎计划到底是什么。
And we do not know what exactly God's salvation plan is.
所以为什么说我们要信神?
So why do we need to believe in God?
因为他的道呢比我们高太多了。
Because his truth is way above us.
对,他的话语呢比我们高太多了。
And his words are also above us.
使得我们在他的面前呢只能用相信去依靠他了。
So that before him, all we can do is to believe in him, to rely on him.
但是我们的神很有爱心，也很有爱。 让我们了解说他了解他一部分的奥秘，用比喻的方式让我们了解。
But our God is so full of love that he is allowing us to understand this mystery using parables.
我们看当时呢，使徒门徒们来问他说，耶稣回答说呢，这个天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
And here, Jesus tells his disciples that the mysteries are only given to them.
对，只有给门徒知道。
So it is only given to the disciples.
不让他们知道, 这个他们就是其他的大众。
And it is not given to the other multitudes.
对,好, 今天的我们呢?
So what about us today?
今天我们也是耶稣的门徒。
And today we are also the disciples of Jesus.
按照第11节来讲, 这天国的奥秘呢, 要让我们知道。
So according to verse 11, we will also know the mysteries of heaven.
好, 我们是 应该说，第一手消息了。And
we are firsthand receiving this information.
好，我们从这段就先看得出来耶稣对门徒的爱。So
from this passage, we can see the love that Jesus has for his disciples.
主耶稣这么大的救赎计划要让门徒知道。And
such a great salvation plan, he will let his disciples know.
今天主耶稣这么大的救赎计划奥秘要让我们知道，因为我们就是他的门徒。
And Jesus will also let us know the, his great salvation plan, which is a mystery, because we are his disciples.
这就是耶稣对我们的爱。
And this is the love that he has for us.
这就是我们所要珍惜的。
And this is what we should treasure.
因为呢,我们不是其他人被耶稣摆在旁边,不让他知道的人。
Because we are not the other people that Jesus does not reveal it to.
我们是被 耶稣选来以后，让我们知道他的救赎奥秘。
We have been chosen by Jesus so that we can know the mystery of the salvation plan.
所以我们当然要珍惜。
So we must treasure this.
我们当然要把握。
And we must hold on to this.
我们当然不可以放弃。
And we cannot give this up.
因为这是一个 privilege， 这是一个特权来。
Because this is a privilege.
对，这不是大家都有的。
And it's not something that everyone has.
因为只叫我们知道而已。
Because it has been given only to us.
好，那我们来进一步看了，这是我们知道吗？
So do we know these things?
对，要让我们知道我们知道吗？
So it is for to see whether or not we know these things.
好，有时候讲到这个地方，大家会觉得说，哎，既然是个 privilege， 既然是个特权，谁也拿不走啊。
So we may feel that since it's a privilege, then no one can take this away.
既然是个特权，在信仰上我不需要太过努力，因为是特别给我的。And
since it's a privilege, we don't need to work hard in our faith because it has been given to us.
好，那我们看到这个比喻里面呢，就知道我们要不要努力了。So
from this parable, we can see whether or not we need to work hard.
从这个比喻里面，我们就会看得到，我们这个特权会不会有一天不见了。
And from this parable, we can see whether or not this privilege will be taken away from us.
我们再看，我们回到第四节。
Let us return to verse 4.
他说有撒种的比喻。So
the parable of the sower.
我们来看，我们往下看好了，就是门徒去问主耶稣说，这怎么解释啊？我们看耶稣怎么解释，比较正确。
So let us look at how Jesus explains this parable.
好，12节。
13节。
13节，主耶稣说：“我用比喻对他们讲了，因为他们看也看不见，听也听不到，也不明白。” 13.
Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
这就是我们刚才所讲的。And
this is what we were talking about.
有时候我们看见、听见，但是却听不见、看不见，也不明白。
Sometimes we may see and hear, but we do not actually see, and we don't hear, and we do not understand.
换句话，也就是说呢，虽然是让我们知道，但是如果我们不看、不听，也就不会明白。So
even though he is letting us know, but if we do not hear and we do not see, then we cannot understand.
好，我们看第十六节，第应该是第 我们看哈，我们再往下看，来到第十八节开始。
So, starting from verse 18.
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻啦。
Therefore, hear the parable of the sower.
19节。
19.
凡听见天国道理不明白的。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it.
啊，这个比喻是有关于天国的道理。
So this parable is about the word of the kingdom.
我们再回到刚才所讲的天国进了那个道理。
And I'm going back to the message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
哦，如果不明白的，那恶者来了，就把撒在他心里的就夺了去了。
If we do not understand, then the wicked one will come and snatch away what was sown.
哦，这也就是说呢，撒在路边会被夺走，会被抢走的。
So the seed that was sown by the wayside will be snatched away.
好，第二十节。
In verse 20,
撒在石头地上的呢，听就是人听得到呢，当下喜欢领受。第二十一节，
21,
但是因为心里没有根，不过是暂时的，遇到了患难，遇到了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
20, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. 21, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while.For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
好，二十二节。
22。
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
我们看到哈，主耶稣讲了三个状况。
So these are three situations.
都是听完道之后的反应。
And these are all reactions that one can have after hearing the word.
听完了所谓的天国道理的时候的一个反应哈。
And the reactions after hearing the word of the kingdom.
第一种叫做不明白的。
The first one is not understanding.
Not understanding, 不明白的就是完全听不懂的。
So it is him who does not understand at all.
因为太难了吗
？And is it because it's too hard？
还是不认同呢
？Or do they not agree with it？
因为当我们不认同一件事情哈，我们会装的不懂哦。
Because when we do not agree with something, we will pretend that we do not understand.
我不知道你在讲什么，因为我不太同意你的讲法。
So I do not know what you're saying because I don't agree with you.
哦，与其说不明白，应该把它转换成我不同意这种讲法。
So rather than not understanding, it should be that they do not agree.
不同意，我就不会跟着去做。
And if you do not agree, you will not do it.
那这是一个天国的道理。当我们当撒在路上的时候不认同，那这个道理就会被拿走。
So the word of the kingdom will be taken away if it is not agreed with.
对，那你会看到说像这样的反应呢？在听到道理之后呢，会有这样的反应。
And this type of reaction is possible after hearing the word.
我们会说，哎，这个是对慕道者讲的啦。
So we may feel that this is spoken to the truth seekers.
哦，但是我们看到哦，主耶稣讲的对象不是对慕道者哦。
But we can see here that Jesus is not speaking to the truth seekers.
他解释这段是向他的门徒哦。
When he was explaining, he was speaking to his disciples.
刚才我们讲过，我们都是主耶稣的门徒哦。
And we have mentioned that we are all Jesus's disciples.
也就是这第一点，有可能也是 apply 哈，也会出现在我们的生活里哦。
So this first point may also apply to us in our lives.
今天我们这跟信主多久没有太大的关系哈。
And this is not related to how long you've believed for.
是的，我们会听到很多的道理。
And yes, we will hear many words.
都跟天国有关。
And they will all be related to the kingdom of heaven.
我们明白吗
？But do we understand this?
我们认同吗
？Do we agree with it?
因为当我们不认同、不明白的时候，恶者会把这个种子拿走哦。
Because if we do not agree and we do not understand, then the wicked one will snatch the seed away.
这个 seed 哈，这个种子一旦拿走，就长不出任何东西来。
So once the seed has been taken away, nothing can grow from it.
那这样我们信主就信得很可怜了。
And it is very pitiful the way we believe.
是的，我常常去教会 ，church goer， 常常去教会，但是我不知道自己在信什么。
Yes, we often go to church, but we do not know what we believe in.
教会常常讲天国的道理，常常讲不要得罪神的道理，但是我不太认同啊。
The church often speaks about the words of the kingdom and how to please God, but I do not agree with it.
为什么台上一天到晚说有犯罪呢？我也没犯罪啊，怎么一直讲这个？
So on the pulpit, everyone talks about sinning, but I've never sinned.
对啊，我也没有得罪神啊，我照常守十诫啊，为什么一直讲这个
？And I never sinned against God. I keep the Ten Commandments.
我们会有不认同的现象哈。
And we will, we won't agree with this.
那不认同跟不明白其实是一样的道理。
So, disagreeing and not understanding is the same thing.
那到最后的结论会撒在心里的种子被夺走哈。
So the result is that our seed in our heart will be snatched away.
种子不见了，这个信仰就是个空的。
So without the seed, then our faith is empty.
好，我们再来看哈，撒在石头上的呢？
And what about the seed on stony places?
啊，主耶稣讲得清楚了，人听了道理呢，当下非常喜欢接受了。
So this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy.
好，只因为心里没有根，所以是暂时的。
But it is only for a while because there is no root.
好，这边告诉我们另外一个情景。
So this is another scenario.
这个天国的道理呢，撒进我们的心里面之后呢，很高兴。
So when the word of heaven, of the kingdom has been sown in our hearts, we are very joyful.
哎，也接受了。
And we receive it.
立刻哦，立刻接受。中英文是说 immediately 哈，立刻就接受了。
And we receive it immediately.
但是一个重点来了哈，没有根呐。
But the key is that there is no root.
好，值得我们去想一想啦。
And this is something that we must think about.
今天我们听到神的道理，非常开心。
Today we may be very joyful when we hear the word of God.
不论我们是慕道，不论我们是初信，不论我们是信很久的，大家都一样。
Whether it be truth seekers or new believers or old believers.
因为当我们领受的时候，都非常的高兴。
When we first hear the word, we are very joyful.
但是问题出在呢，在我们的心里面有没有让这个种子扎根进去？
But the question is whether or not the seed has taken root in our hearts.
对，因为没有根哈，没有根的话呢，圣经告诉我们立刻下一句，那个是暂时性的信仰。
Because without the root, then this faith is only will only endure for a while.
所以不论我们信主多久。
So no matter how long we believe,
我们要开始检视我的信仰是不是只是暂时性的。
We must examine whether our faith is only for a while.
啊，怎么样检视
？So how do we examine ourselves?
哎，主耶稣继续讲。
So Jesus continues to say,
如果遭了患难，遭了逼迫，就立刻跌倒了，那个叫暂时性的信仰。
So when tribulation or persecution arises and they stumble immediately, that is a temporary faith.
今天我们信主都希望能够一帆风顺，平平安安，出入平安。
So when we believe in God today, we hope that everything is peaceful and smooth sailing.
这个没有问题。
So there's no problem with this.
我们的神也真的可以做到这样的祝福。
And our God can also bless us with this.
但圣经你怎么样翻都翻不到，说基督徒不会遭受。不会遇到患难，不会遇到逼迫，你怎么翻都翻不到。
But nowhere in the Bible states that Christians will not encounter troubles or challenges.
二十一节这边更告诉我们说，患难逼迫一定会来。
And verse 21 tells us that tribulation and persecution will come for sure.
当这患难跟逼迫来的时候，要测什么？要测我们的种子了，在心里面那个种子有没有根了。
So when tribulation or persecution arises, it is to test whether or not the seed in our heart has taken root.
对，也就是说，我们听到神的话呢，是不是真的变成一部分的我们了？
That is to say whether or not the words of God has become a part of us.
在我们每一天的读圣经的生活当中，每天读进去的，是不是变成 part， 变成我们一部分的了？
And in our daily Bible reading, whether or not the words we have read has become a part of us.
是，神的话是不是在我心里面变成一部分之后，而且可以转变，活得出来了？
That once God's words has become a part of us in our hearts, are we able to live this out?
是的，我是不是因我会不会因为神告诉我说要有爱心，我对别人开始有爱心了？
And do we have a love towards others because God has told us this?
主耶稣教诲我们说要仰望他，我们是不是在读完圣经之后，开始真的一点一点的仰望他了
And Jesus tells us to look towards him, and whether and do we look towards him after we have read the Bible?
好，那这些会经过考试哦。
So these will go through tests.
患难逼迫就是考试。
And tribulation and persecution are the tests.
一考就知道。
And we will know once we are tested.
最后的结论哈，二十一节最后结论说，会立刻就跌倒。
So the conclusion of verse 21 is that immediately he stumbles.
那个速度哦，他用的那个速度哦，跟那个接受道理速度是一样的。
So this is the same speed as when he received the word.
当下喜欢，但是会立刻跌倒。So
immediately he receives it with joy, but immediately he stumbles.
所以今天我们看到教会有些弟兄里面突然间不见了。
So we may find that some brothers and sisters will suddenly disappear.
我们会看到一些 慕道者哈，听到很开心、很喜欢之后，突然间也不见了。We
may see that some true seekers might have been very joyful, but suddenly they disappear.
在21节，其实主耶稣已经讲得非常清楚。So
in verse 21, Jesus has already said this.
我们不需要太惊讶了哈。So
we don't need to be very surprised.
22节。Verse 22. 撒在荆棘里的就是什么？就是哪一种呢？人听了道呢，后来因为世上的私利、钱财的迷惑呢？ 把道极住了，不能结实啊！
And he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
对，我们从22节来看结，从结果看哈，往回看，不能结实啊。So
the result of verse 22 is that he becomes unfruitful.
一个种子不能结实，那个是没有用的。
So if a seed cannot bear fruit, then it is useless.
好，大家文化大家种树种花，大家都很有经验哈。种下去之后，长不出东西来，你会觉得这个是我种这个是什么东西啊？So
everyone is very experienced with planting trees, and if we plant something and nothing grows out of it, we will question it.
今天种，今天我们的主耶稣把这个天国的种子放进来之后，他希望什么？他希望看到能够结实啊。So
when God puts the seed in our hearts, he hopes that we are able to bear fruit.
那不能够结实的原因在哪里？是因为呢，世上的私欲、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了。So
the reason that we cannot bear fruit is because of the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches.
我们把世上的钱、世上的私欲、钱财迷惑，就当成这个世界上所有的事情。
So the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches are everything of this world.
也就是说，这个世界的所有的事情都会把我们的心里这个道挤住了，choke，会把它挤住了。So
basically, everything of this world will choke the word in our hearts.
所以在新约里面告诉我们说，不要效法这个世界哦。So
in the Bible, it says that we must not conform to this world.
对，效法这个世界哈。 神的道就不会在我们心里面哦。Because
if we serve the world, then the truth, the word of God will not be in our hearts.
在马太福音这里，一开始主耶稣就已经提醒门徒了。So
here in Matthew, Jesus has already reminded the disciples.
今天的主耶稣也要提醒我们了。And
Jesus is also reminding us.
是的，我们听了道了。That
yes, we have heard the word.
我们却没有发现哈，原来我的种子落在荆棘里哎。
But we do not realize that our seed has fell among thorns.
原因是因为什么？之后才发现，因为我结不出果子来啊。And
we will realize this later on because we are unable to bear fruit.
为什么我做不到啊？How
come we are not able to do this?
我知道圣经里的道理都很好，都是很好，让我们能够越来越亲近神，但是我做不到啊。
I know that the word of the Bible is good and that it will draw us closer to God, but we cannot do it.
结不出美丽的果子来啊。And
I am unable to bear fruit.
别人看不见，主耶稣看不见，没有果子的树要干什么？So
if no one can see it and Jesus cannot see the fruit you bear, what can a tree that cannot bear fruit do?
22节告诉我们非常清楚哈，这个世界呢。 会把我们的道理挤住，让我们不能结果子。So
in verse 22 it says that the world will choke the word so that we cannot bear fruit.
这也是另外一个理由，说我们为什么要每天读经。So
this is another reason why we must read the Bible every day.
我们要每天祷告。And
we must pray every day.
因为呢，我们离世界太近了。Because
we are too close to the world.
因为这个世界所占的时间哦，比我们跟神在一起的时间哦， 占太多了。
Because the world takes up more time than the time we have with God.
如果我们以现在的衡量，安息日一天，我们也不过七天里面有一天在安息日而已。如果用现在的时间点来量的话
，So from the time that we have now, out of the 7 days of the week, we only have 1 day for a Sabbath.
太少了。
And that is too little.
哦，那所以说我们每一天什么？每一天要靠着祷告，靠着读经呢，来让我们的心哈，让我们这个种子呢，越来越靠近神。
So that is why every day we must pray and read the Bible so that our seed can grow closer and closer to God.
在我们的祷告当中哈，我们是不是有想过主啊？我有好多道理我都做不出来啊。
And in our prayer, do we think that God, there are so many truths that I cannot do?
主啊，我的道理哈，在我的心里面呢，这个道呢，在心里面被挤住了。
That the word has been choked within our hearts.
我们求神帮助我们，带领我们。
And we ask God to help us and to guide us.
因为我们这个荆，我们这个子，这个种子哈，撒在荆棘里啦。
Because our seed has been sown among thorns.
而且我们，但是我们却不自知啊，不知道啊。
But we do not know this.
二三节。
And verse 23.
这边说了，撒在好地的哈，就是人听到明白之后，后来结实的，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。
But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
我们看哈，主耶稣告诉门徒们说，第二十三节这样子才是对的啦。
So in verse 23, Jesus tells the disciples that this is the correct thing.
明白之后，也就是确认、同意、认可。
So understanding is that you have confirmed it and agreed with it.
然后结实。
And that you bear fruit.
好，然后才能够100倍、60倍、30倍，一路一直成长。
So that you can continue to grow 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold.
所以，当天国的种子来到我们心里的时候
，So when the word of the kingdom has come into our heart,
这个种子是属耶稣，是属神的。
The seed belongs to Jesus.
放在我们每一位的心里面。
And it has been put within.The hearts of everyone here.
这一段的比喻告诉我们说，我们对天国的道理会有四种的反应。
So this parable tells us that we will have four reactions towards the word of the kingdom.
这是给我们一个很大的提醒啊。
And this is a very great reminder to us.
好，这也是非常实际的信仰生活。
And it is also a very practical life of faith.
所以今天主耶稣说，我用比喻告诉你们，就是让你们能够明白这天国的奥秘啊。
So Jesus says that he speaks in parables so that we can understand the mysteries of heaven.
那今天主耶稣也这么完完全全的告诉我们，借着圣经，借着圣灵呢，完完全全也告诉我们。
And Jesus has also told us fully.
非常白话性的白话的方式告诉我们。
And he has told us very plainly.
好，那我们在我们看完之后，我们的反应是什么？
So what is our reaction after we have read this?
好，我们可以说它是一种四个阶段，我们也可以这样说。
And we can also explain this as four stages.
对，但是要进步哦。
But we must improve.
对，我们不可以给自己任何理由说啊，我就在 stage one， 就是在第一，就是在一开始那里，就这样嘛，反正人是软弱的，神会了解的。
We cannot give any excuses that we are just staying at stage one because men are weak.
对，或者在二十二节哈，是啦，这个我的这个道理被挤住了，结不出果子，神会了解啦。
Or then verse 22, because the world has choked the word so that we cannot bear fruit, but God will understand.
对，我们的信仰上面有很多 excuse 哦。
So we may have many excuses in our faith.
啊，但是我们的神哦是怜悯我们的。
But God has mercy on us.
好，神怜悯我们。还留我们有一口气在，要做什么？就是能够到第二十三节，听到明白结果。
And God has mercy on us and gives us life so that we are able to reach verse 23 where we understand and bear fruit.
所以当时告诉门徒们的，今天也要告诉我们。
So what he has told the disciples, he is also telling us today.
让我们今天听到的呢，都能够努力去听，努力去做。
So that for us that hear today, we will work hard to hear and to do.
我们一起唱赞美诗。
So let us sing hymn.